Can you hear me?
We can hear you, sir.
All right. Good afternoon, board members. My name is Kyle Krickenberger. I'm speaking on behalf of Virginia Fur Bearers Association. So I'm going to request that I have the full 5 minutes to speak per Mrs. Boswell. These events are viewed by anti-hunters as killing contests and making a game of killing animals. That is a biased opinion of people who are against all hunting in general, and is a false accusation against licensed hunters who compete in these events. All participants in these events are licensed hunters practicing legal hunting methods and have had the utmost respect for wildlife and preserving the heritage of hunting. There have been accusations of the hunters participating in these events that they are wasting the fur. I would like to make note that the picture used in the PowerPoint provided by the staff is a picture of the fur buyer that was used at the Eastern event that is hosted out of Whitfield, Virginia. There has been a fur buyer on site since the beginning of that contest, and all furs were sold at Napa. The DWR has stated there is no data specific to contest hunting, but expected public support would be less than that than for trophy hunting. That is an opinion, and they have clearly stated that they have no specific data to back up that claim. What happened to sound science and studies with irrefutable data? The DWR has also confirmed that they have not conducted any population studies on coyotes, per Michael Fee's own words. The department has no idea what the population is in Virginia. The DWR does not believe that predator contests help manage the population, reduce livestock damage, or increase survival of game species. Again, there have been no studies conducted on the population of coyotes in Virginia or harvest data to confirm whether or not the population is being managed. This goes back to the sound science that the department holds as a sacred perspective. If there haven't been any studies conducted and you haven't confirmed, then you don't know what the population is. The DWR has provided a graph from a Virginia bow hunter survey from 97 to 2019. The graph indicates that the hunters are observing more coyotes per 100 hours in the field from year to year. This is a survey and not hard data. There are too many inconclusive variables. We did not reach a stable population until the last 10 years, and the amount of hunters that filled out that survey varied from year to year. This survey is not sufficient evidence to conclude that the population is rising. The DWR claims there is no scientific evidence to support claims that predator hunting contests reduce predator numbers, reduce livestock damage, or increase population of game species, possible exception on the heavily hunted individual farms. Once again, we go back to sound science. Until a study is conducted in this state, there is no way of knowing what the population is and what the annual harvest of the coyotes are in this state. I would also like to discuss the Echinococcus parasite that is of concern to the department. I would like to start off by saying that we had a young lady by the name of Melanie Brandon speak on our behalf at the last meeting. Melanie referenced studies that had been conducted about this parasite in the last meeting. Unfortunately, Melanie will not be speaking today. I'd like for the board to know why she will not be present today, because it paints a bigger picture and is much more important than the topic we are speaking about today. Our DWR state veterinarian contacted Melanie's place of work in regards to her statement at the meeting this past March. After asking the lead pathologist at her workplace what Melanie's credentials were, she implied that Melanie gave information that was not accurate, although Melanie referenced studies that had been conducted by biologists in regard to this particular parasite. Our vet asked that Melanie not speak at the next meeting because she did not want to give the board the wrong impression. I ask you today, when did it become acceptable for a state employee to call an individual's workplace and request that they not voice their opinion at a public meeting, a young pregnant woman at that? Shame on the department for using harassment and intimidation tactics to depress this woman from voicing her opinion today. This is not acceptable under any standard and should not be tolerated. No studies have been conducted by our DWR pertaining to this parasite, and there is no data to support that the parasite can survive in the soil in our area. It cannot be contracted through the soil. There was a lot of speculation on whether or not the eggs can even survive in the ground in Virginia. This parasite is contracted directly from infected fecal matter. The DWR claims the eggs in the GI tract of a dead coyote or fox could remain infected for months after death, but they have not conducted any testing to confirm this theory. This is a speculation and not sound science. Thank you for your time.